So with 20 years in the spotlight, Bernard Fanning's third studio album, Civil Dusk, is out now, and he'll be touring it this October with a huge show. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you, Bernard. Thanks for coming
on
the show.
Guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, what's been the big break? You've had a bit of a spell between your last one and this one, Bernard. What have you been doing in the downtime?
Yeah, the last record was 2013, I think. So I've been writing most of the time. Writing and eventually recording, which explains why there's a record out now as of last week, and I'm going back into the studio tomorrow to finish making a second record that goes with this one that'll come out in February, March next year.
Oh, that's exciting. So you have been a busy boy. And we have to say it was your birthday on Monday, so happy birthday.
It was. Thank you very much.
How did you celebrate?
It was pretty low-key, to be honest. It was a Monday, and yeah. I was 47.
Ooh, so 47.
There wasn't that much excitement to really generate that around my birthday this year. I got a record player, though. That was
Oh, awesome. Well, yeah. I know you not long ago got married to Andrea, a Spanish lady, and you've been learning Spanish. So can we see how your Spanish skills are coming along? Like, how would you say happy birthday?
You'd say feliz cumpleaños, gilipollas.
Well done.
Oh, it's a sexy language, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Any Spanish going to make its way into any of your future albums?
No, I wouldn't want to insult Spanish by trying to speak their language on one of the songs. So,
You're pretty busy on Twitter as well, at Bernard Fanning. Can you tell us, Bernard, what happened with Jimmy Barnes when you released your new album?
Well, a couple of days before, he sent me a message to say good luck and, you know, that he liked the song and everything that he'd heard. But he actually sent it to my old mobile phone number, and then the guy that has my old phone number kind of wrote back and said, look, who are you? What do you want? Leave me alone. And if you do this again, I'm ringing the cops. So, yeah. Anyway, Jimmy eventually got my real phone number, my new phone number, and let me know about it. And we had a good laugh about it.
That's
so he thought, you know, he should put it out there. Tell people about the psycho that has my old phone number.
That's hilarious. Now, Bernard, you are touring with the new show in October, November across the country. Sadly, you're not coming to the Sunny Coast because we don't have a venue here. In fact, the last time I saw you on the Sunny Coast, you were here at Nambour recently, but do you remember the room at the old Alex Hotel, the Galaxy Room?
I do remember that very clearly. We played there a lot of times.
It was so great. It was such a great venue. Well, we're trying to get a little bit of a campaign together to get another venue back on the coast, because we'd love to see the likes of you playing here locally on the Sunny Coast if we could.
Yeah, it would be great. It's just such a shame there's nowhere to go up there.
Yeah.